Who will stand against our King? No one can. No one will. Oh, oh, victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Him.
God. This morning I want to especially welcome you to the fourth, I mean, month in the year 2021. Is still our month of family life. And I believe that this morning you shall be blessed. Amen. Amen. And observing this particular month, we took off last week by looking at understanding fatherhood. Amen. Those of you who are not around last week, you want to contact the media team for the sermon because it will bless you. Amen. And this morning, I would like us to look at understanding womanhood. And this morning, you shall be blessed. Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 to 24. Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 to 24. The Bible says, thank you, Holy Spirit. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. Verse 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. I take it again. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. Out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air, and brought them to Adam to see what you call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. So Adam gave names to all cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper comparable to him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of what? Man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Glory be to God. This particular theme that we are treating in this month is going to drive the devil out from your life. The devil is going to leave every family alone in the name of Jesus. People of God, to be able to explain who a woman is and to also understand how she interacts with the world, especially in the context of the Word of God, is a very vast topic that even if we are given 3 months, we will not be able to exhaust the issue of womanhood in this particular time frame. Hello? The issue of womanhood is a very vast one. And having 3 months will not even be enough. And so this morning, I am believing God that through today's ministration, keys will be released unto you. Keys that will help you to be able to assess different dimensions and levels of this beautiful being called a woman. Amen. No man under the sun, no male under the influence of my voice can be able to fully understand a woman. Because even in the day that a woman was created, Adam was put to sleep. So Adam did not have the chance to even see the materials that God used in creating a woman. Even the opinion of Adam was not sought after by God in order to create a woman. It means that his opinion is not very needful in order to create a woman. Because if God needed his opinion, God would say, Adam, I'm about to create a woman. What do you think? But because his opinion was not needed, it's better for him to be put into sleep. In trying to understand a woman, man, what you don't want to do is to start guessing. What you don't want to do is to try to look at the lifestyle of a woman, look at the pattern of behavior, and try to understand her. You make a mistake. She will elude you. She will miss you. Why? It is even biologically proven that women think by two sides of their brains. As you think that you are answering one, she's using the second one to beat you. You cannot understand a woman by looking at her lifestyle. Some men came close to try to understand a woman by knowing her source. And every man knows that the source of every woman is the man. Because it takes a man to determine the gender of a child. For a woman to give birth and for a child to be either a boy or a girl, it comes from the man. It does not come from the woman. It is a man who determines that a child will be a boy or a child will be a girl. So every woman comes from a man. And these men also have an understanding that in creation, Eve came from Adam. But the fact that you know the source of a woman doesn't mean you know her. The fact that you know she's from South Africa doesn't mean you know her. The fact that you know she's from the Fountain Land doesn't mean you know her. You don't know a woman based on her source, where she is coming from, no. But you know a woman by her functions. Listen, you cannot know the importance of the microphone in my hands by knowing where it is coming from. The day we were buying this microphone, I checked. It was designed in Germany and assembled in the United States of America. How would that information help you to know the importance of this microphone? You only know the importance of this microphone based on its function. Its function is that it is helping me to amplify my voice so that no matter our size, everybody can hear me. And it also helps to preserve my health so that I don't keep shouting, so that in the next 100 years I can be preaching. So until you know the function of a thing, you don't know the thing. Whatever thing you don't understand, there is a high chance you abuse that thing. Whatever thing you don't understand, there is a high chance that you abuse that thing. There are many men in life who find it difficult to settle with a woman, mainly because they have refused to understand who a woman is. No wonder many men abuse women. Why? Because they don't know who a woman is. In fact, you can know the destiny of a man. You can know the future of a man by how he understands a woman and how he deals with a woman. If you want to know the future of a man, listen to how he talks about women. Look at how he treats women. You know that this guy doesn't have a future. Hello? Hello? Women are powerful. Don't underestimate women. Women are powerful. Listen, as a man, you can be powerful, you can be strong, but your power and strength is meaningless before the woman that matters in your life. Because that woman can reduce you, and that woman can still make you better. Listen, it takes a woman to make a good man better or greater in life. You can be good, but it takes a woman to make you great. You can be good, but it takes a woman to make you an evil man. That is why even Bible is careful to caution and warn men how they treat women. Don't underestimate a woman. A woman is too powerful. Amen? That is why the time a woman will appear on earth, a man must be in a deep sleep. She's a mystery. I don't know if you know that song. Mysterious girl. She's a mystery. You joke with a woman, boy, you perish. Proverbs chapter 12 verse 4. Let's look at what the Bible says about a woman. Praise be to God. Proverbs chapter 12 verse 4. The Bible said, an excellent wife is the crown of her husband. But she who causes shame is like rottenness in his bones. You know, it takes a crown for us to know a man of authority. A man who is unique and a man who is special among men. It takes a crown. So for us to recognize you as one who is deserving recognition, a woman must be playing a role in your life. In fact, that woman must be your crown. To abuse a woman, to manhandle a woman, is to forfeit your own crown in life. Women are powerful. Are you there with me? To abuse a woman, to manhandle a woman, is to forfeit what? Your own crown. Bible said, an excellent wife is the crown of a husband. The day the woman decides to behave shamefully and disgracefully, no matter how powerful you are, your entire strength is gone. The Bible said, she's like a rottenness in your bones. You are standing on your feet, but she can kill you from inside out. You'll be rotting from the inside. A woman is powerful. Let's read Proverbs chapter 6 from verse 24. Can I help you this morning? Proverbs chapter 6. I'm just laying foundation. The Bible said to keep you from the evil woman, from the flattering tongue of a seductress. Verse 25. Do not lust after her beauty in your heart, nor let her allure you with her eyelids. Verse 26. This is my emphasis. For by means of a harlot, a woman, a man is reduced to a crust of bread. And an adulteress will prey upon his precious. What does it mean? What does it mean? When a woman decides to be evil, it means that the woman now decides to be immoral. She decides to be insensitive. A woman decides to not care about her reputation. Brother, she will reduce you to a piece of bread. What does it mean? It means that she will make you a commoner. You see, bread is one commodity that is eaten everywhere in the world. Anything that is common is cheap. Are you there with me? The reason red diamond, which is called ruby, is very expensive is because it is difficult to come by. Things that are difficult to come by are very expensive. But when you are reduced to a bread, you have become a common. That means you are poor. A woman can make a man poor. This is not somebody you want to take for granted, though. Hello? Man, are we there? A woman can make you poor. How can you be able to overcome an evil woman when the word of God is rich in your heart? Take us to verse 23. I want to show you. Then I'll enter into God's word. For the commandment is a lamp and the law a light. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life. The way you can be able to overcome an evil woman is to have the commandment of God, the law of God, the instruction of God in your heart. A man without a word will be destroyed by an evil woman. Are you there with me? Who then is a woman? Who is a woman? I told you that in defining a woman, we must not limit it by her source, where she's coming from. Because she is more than her source. But in trying to define a woman, we must look at her functions. The function means that, why is she existing? Why is she on earth? Once you are able to define that, then you will know who a woman is. And to know the function of a woman, we cannot ask encyclopedia. Because encyclopedia did not create woman. We cannot ask a president because he has no clue about a woman. The one we must ask is the creator of the woman, God. We must now enter into the mind of God and know why he created a woman. Why have you created this mysterious being called woman? Why is woman existing on earth? Why? So from the account we read in Genesis chapter 2, we understand that the first time the word woman was used, it was Adam who pronounced the word. He said that this one will be called a woman because she came out of a man. Are you there with me? She came out of what? A man. And we know that in that, like last week I told you, how when God created a man, first the Bible said God created man in his image. Are you there with me? God created man in his image. And we know that God is a spirit. Hello? So when God created man, the Bible said male and female created he them. So when God created man, he first of all created spirit beings. He did not create a physical being. Hello? Because God is spirit, he created man in his image. So he created spirit beings. And Bible says he calls them mankind. So there are two spirits. He calls this one man. He calls this one man. Hello? In the spirit, we don't have male and female. I don't have time to, prove that one to you. See the Bible. In the spirit, we don't have what? Male and female. But God created two spirits in his image after his likeness. The Bible said he called them mankind. Now, God decided to give a covering, a house, a body to one of the spirit. So Bible said he took the dust of the earth and then he crafted a male. The house of the man spirit is called male. Hello? So God used the dust to create what? A covering. A body for that spirit. And Bible says he breathed into the man. And man became what? A living soul. That was how man was created. So that male, so the man got up and he had muscles. He became muscular. He had the features of a man. Now, the Bible now said that God now decided that it is not good for man to be alone. And now he will create for a man. Now he's going to talk about the function of a woman. He's going to create a man who will be a helper comparable to him. In other words, I'm going to create a being that can be compared to a man. A helper comparable to him. So women are not inferior. So the Bible says he put man into a deep sleep. Then he took the rib of that man. Then that rib, he used it to form the body of the other spirit. Hello? Hello? Used it to form the body of that spirit. And he calls that body female. Now, after he created the female, he presented the female to the man. And the man said, this one shall be called woman. Because though she's another of my kind, she has a womb. That's our difference. Hello? It's like the right hand and the left hand. They are similar. They are not the same. But they are similar with different functions. This one that is coming will be called woman. She is another of my kind, but she has a womb. So who is a woman? A woman is that being created by God to help the man to fulfill the assignment God gave to him. A woman is that being created by God to help who? The man to fulfill the assignment God has given to him. So the woman does not come in the life of a man to not come and lecture the man how to live his life. The woman does not come into the life of a man in order to dictate to the man how he should live his life. Because God said, I will make a helper comparable to him. So a woman comes into the life of a man to help the man achieve his purpose. It's a good place to clap your hands. Are you following? Or are you following? So a woman will not come into the life of a man and say, you are very useless. Let me put you straight. You have to do it this way. You don't have what it takes to do that. You come into the life of the man to help him achieve his assignment on the earth. Anything outside that is not your mission. Are you there with me? Yes. And there are two forms of a woman. We look at an evil woman. I want to show you two forms of a woman. Number one, we have a wise woman. Say, wise woman. Wise. A wise woman is that woman who helps the man to achieve his assignment on the earth. And we have good woman. Shout, good woman. A good woman is that woman who steadies her man. She steadies the man's vision. She steadies the man's aspiration. She steadies the man's mood. Hello? Anything she does not understand, she does not imagine or guess, she asks the man that what does this thing mean? She's trying to know what is deep seated in the heart of the man so that she can know how to help the man. A man you don't understand, you cannot help. Hello? Can I teach God's word? A man you don't understand, you cannot help. So a good woman takes time to study a man, study his vision, study his aspirations, study his goals, and she now knows how to come in to help the man. Every good woman does not criticize her man. No good woman criticizes her man. No good woman irritates her man. No good woman confronts her man. When you are home, she's loading you with questions. Why is it that when you came this time around, you did not sit in the hall before you entered into the bedroom? Why is it that when you were eating the fish, you started eating from the tail? Why is it that it's not from the head? Every good woman is a helper, not a confrontationalist. How do you even say it? You must make the home home. Hello? You must not make the home toxic. The reason many men don't go home is because the woman at home, she's not a helper. She's a toxic material. So when he closes from work, he'll go to the beer bar and go and drink beer, watch football, because he's not in a hurry to go home. Because the woman at home is not a helper. She's an investigative journalist. The question she will ask you, brother, you are in trouble. Can I continue? Or can I continue?
Yes.
So the woman must know that she is a helper. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Women are built to help. Women are empowered and gifted by God to help. So every man, before you bring a woman into your life, you must create room and make opportunities for a woman to come and help you. There are some men who have made women useless. Why? Because they've not created any opportunity for them to be helped. A woman can be helpless and useless in the life of a man who does not allow the man to help him or her to help him. And there are three kinds of men that I want to show you who don't allow women to help them, and they make women very useless. Number one, can I tell you the other one? A man who is not in Eden or in the presence of God. The scripture we read, verse 15, Genesis chapter 2. The Bible said, God then put man into the garden of Eden to tend and keep it. Hello? A man who is not in Eden is a man who cannot function. Eden means the presence of God or the paradise of God. Don't marry a man who is a stranger to Eden. Don't marry a man who is a stranger to the presence of God. He will frustrate your life. Because the presence of God to a man is like the sea to the fish. When you take the fish outside of the sea, it cannot function. The presence of God to a man is like the tree to the monkey. If you want to see the acrobatic skills of a monkey, you don't put him on the ground, you put him on a tree. He will function. A man who is a stranger to the presence of God, he cannot function. Bible said, God put Adam in the Garden of Eden to tend. To tend means that to care. For a man to show care, that man knows the presence of God. Then he said, and also to keep it. A man who is able to keep blessings is a man who is in the presence of God. Outside the presence of God, you lose. Hello? Any man who is not in the presence of God, woman, run away. Hello? You cannot marry a man. You can't. You'll be frustrated because anything the man does, the thing will develop wings and fly. Your ability to keep something as a man is when you are not a stranger to the presence of God. But when you are in Eden, any blessing God puts into your hand, you are able to keep it. I see the keeping anointing coming upon the men in the house. Shout, I receive it. Shout, I receive it. Shout, I receive it. Amen. So, a man that makes a woman useless is a man who is not in Eden. Number two, it's a man who does not leave his father and mother. The last verse, I think 24. He said, therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife. Your ability to live and cleave to your wife is a sign that you are a man. And you need a woman who can help you. There are some men, every 2 minutes, my father said, my mother said, my father. So where is your mind? You don't have a mind of your own. Can I preach? The fact that you can have erection doesn't mean you are a man. You said I should preach. Your ability to live. You must learn how to live. When you know how to live, you can know how to live your ex. There are some women, there are some men, they don't live. So they are exes, they are old habits, they are mother, they are father, they are still in touch. But for you, the man who needs a woman is a man who has the ability to live. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. There's a lady who just regretted she didn't invite her boyfriend. Said, this guy must hear this one. Your ability to live is very important. That's what makes you a man. Hello? That way, a woman can be helpful to you. But if the woman is in your life and you are still connected to your father, your mother, it's as if she has gotten married to your father, your mother, your ex, your past, your every. Why? In the life of this man, the woman will be very useless. Hello? The last one. A man without a vision. A man without a vision is going nowhere. So the woman doesn't know what to help. A man without a vision. The Bible says God put man in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. A man with a vision is able to start something. Hello? Is able to write something down. So the woman comes and says, so 2 years' time, what are your plans? What are we going to do? She says, Ms. Bikra, I don't know. This question you are asking, I'm also asking myself. The woman cannot help you. But when you have vision, the woman can be of help. Are you there with me? When God created man, he put him in the garden and he gave him responsibility that tend and keep this garden and make sure you don't eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So the man knows that as long as you'll be fancy in this garden, there is a particular fruit he must not touch. So when the woman knows it, the woman will make sure that the man does not eat that fruit. She can help you to do that. When you are hungry, you say, I want to eat this, so I'll cook for you. Say, if I'm not cook, I can get a quick meal for you. But when you are hungry, you sat down. Say, ask for this fruit, I'll eat it. Are you there with me? Give the Lord a clap of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Can I continue? Yes. A woman is made to help. That is why, number one, she's an incubator. A woman is an incubator. She has a womb. Hello? Anything a woman receives, she will later give it to you in an increasing dimension. When you give a woman a sperm, she'll give you a baby. When you give a woman a word, she'll give you a sentence. When you give a paragraph, brother, wait for a book. Anything you give to a woman, she will incubate it and give it back to you. When you give her frustration, prepare, your house will be hell. Hello? A man needs a woman to have babies. You can be anointed like Moses. You cannot have babies by your own seed. You need a woman. to give you babies. Am I communicating?
Yes.
Oh, God have mercy. The devil knows this particular thing. That is why when he came to the garden and he realized that he couldn't have the attention of the man, where did he go to? The woman. He planted deception in the woman and it led to the fall of man. Because the woman will give back. When you give her deception, it will lead to a fall. So that's why, once you are a woman, you must be very careful the things you hear and the things you see. Because anything you receive, you are able to process it and give it back. Full measure, shake it together, running over, press down. You see? So if a woman is addicted to telenovela, brother, go and check the telenovela. What at all they are showing. Because some of these days, you have Jackie Chan at home. Amen?
Amen.
Oh my God. So women are incubators. That's how God has made them. To help you. If you don't want to forget something, tell a woman. Tell her that you want to do something on Wednesday. She will remember and tell you. Amen? God, they are incubators. Because God has built women to be helpers. Number two, he makes them as encouragers. People who encourage. A woman who is always criticizing, discouraging, and always negative will automatically sack her husband out of the house. As for a quarrelsome woman, we don't talk about her. The Bible says it's better to live on the desert than live in a house with a quarrelsome wife. It's better you are at the desert looking for water to drink than to be in a house with a quarrelsome woman. But when a woman will encourage, a home will be built. Are you there with me? A home is supposed to be an atmosphere of peace, not an atmosphere of hostility and toxicity. I remember one time, one of our church members had an issue at the police station. And so I went to the police station. And when we were there, the police arrested a man the night before that day. And when they arrested the man was telling the police that they should deport him. The police said, why? He said he doesn't want to go back home to that the wife. You know, the man comes from another country and he has married a Ghanaian. He wants to run away from the woman. So now that the police has arrested him, he's begging them to deport him to his country. Because the woman at home is not an encourager. The woman always says negative things, negative. When the man says, what do you think? Want to do this thing? So in the whole, in your whole world, the only thing you can think about is this thing. In your entire world, when you crack your head, this is the only thing you can think, a useless man. Such a woman cannot keep you at home. You want to come back the time that she's sleeping and snoring. Are you there with me? Women, because they are built to help, they must be encouragers. Learn to encourage. Have you seen how your mother was talking to your father by heart? That's why he left. Oh. Not that he was a wicked man. Your father, your mother said, if men are talking, you are talking. Be an encourager. Give the Lord a clap of hands. The two highest call on the life of every woman is one, to help a man. A woman is already empowered and gifted to help a man. When a woman comes, she comes with her tools. She's ready to help. Amen? The second call on her life is to fear God. Proverbs chapter 31 verse 30. It says that a woman who fears God must be praised. Hallelujah. And I want to send a word of caution over here that a woman should only submit to her husband. It's important I mention it. A woman should only submit to her husband. All other men, she can respect them, but she must not go about submitting to every man. And when you are a woman and you are married, don't come under the submission of another man. He's not your husband. So my wife there, she's like that too. She does not submit to men. You are not a wise man. I don't want to use the other word. A woman is to submit to her husband. That is biblical. Not to men. She can respect men, but not to submit to men. Submission is a heavy duty. Are you there with me? Let's read 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 5 to 7. Before you say that, you are. Let's read this one. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. Amen? Now take us to 1 Peter chapter 3, 5 to 7. The Bible said, "For in this manner, in former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands, not to men." Verse 6. "As Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are, if you do good and you are not afraid with any terror." Verse 7. "Husbands," women are very powerful. I'll show you something here. "Husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding." I told you, anything you don't understand, you abuse. Dwell with your wife, your lady, your woman in understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. I told you, woman is powerful. You treat women by heart, your heaven is shut. You treat women by heart, your heaven, your woman is your God. He says that your prayers may not be hindered. A woman can close your heaven, Polo. Hey. May God give you revelation. So my house, our men treat women. I pity them. Me, Daniel. I'll kneel down and beg you. When we come out, no one will know. It will not shorten my height. Women are powerful. "Together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered." The reason some men pray, fast, sow seed, do whatever, and nothing is happening, is because they have touched a woman in the wrong way. They have touched a woman in a very wrong way, and the woman is doing, You will not prosper, I'm just telling you. And as you can hear the sound of my voice, when we close, once you know that you are to beg a woman, call her, say your pastor said you should tell her that you are sorry. There are some people you must apologize. There are some people you must send some money ahead before you call. How you have treated, you've taken the person for granted. Give the Lord a clap offering. Can I preach? There are top five needs of every woman that men must know of. Top five needs of every woman that men must know of. Number one is affection. Women, and they are not into sex thing. They are into affection. Love for a woman is affection. Showing care. Calling her, buying her gift. They like surprises. Shout her with, say, "Hey, you look like atomic bomb." Say, "I told him, is it nice or is it not nice?" "You I don't know." Shower her with compliments. If love for a woman is sex, all prostitutes would have fallen in love. Love, sex is not love for a woman. That's why they can do prostitution. But a man can have sex. When he has sex, it means he's in love. Maybe 2%, but it's still love. Affection. When you are a man, learn how to show affection. So when I tell her she's beautiful, her head will be sweet. You are a villager. Learn to say sweet things. Affection. When you hold her, don't be in a hurry to let hold her. Do you want ice cream or chocolate? Every day, yum. Affection. Number two, the top five needs of every woman, number two, is conversation. Conversation. When a woman is talking, Keep quiet and listen. Keep quiet and listen. Last time I was coming from the shop, and then what? No, take your time. She wants to talk to you. Conversation. A woman needs. She needs. It's not a want to. Like how the needs of life. There are three needs of life: shelter, clothing, and what? Food. Shelter, clothing. Without these three things, you can't survive. Shelter, clothing, and food. Women need these things to survive. Number one, affection. Number two, conversation. Number three, honesty. When you start telling lies, she will mark you. Honesty. Number four, financial support. It means you must have some money. Financial support. Have you ever seen a woman whose money is up for a project before? She will need 100 Ghana cedis to top up. Some people caught it, some people didn't catch it. The project is 800, she has 790 Ghana cedis. It's less than 10 cedis. Financial support. If you are clapping, you clap well. The women said that the money of a man is sweeter than their own. When their money is not, when a man's money is not in the project is not sweet. Hallelujah. The last need of every woman is family commitment. She wants you to be committed to her family. The family that you are setting up, be committed to it. Praise be to God. Now, the top two need of every man, there are only two. Men have need, but this the top two. Number one, respect. Number two, sex. When you don't respect a man, it will be difficult for him to make love to you. When you respect him, automatic. Number one is respect. Number two is love, is sex. I beg your pardon. Men have top seven things they want from women. My time is up. Men have top seven things they want from women. Number one, men want you to be happy. So when they make you happy, show it. Men want their women to be happy. Hello? Number two, men want women to take interest in their interest. You woman, you don't like football, we understand. Movie to you don't like. Book to you don't read. Are you a statue? The man has interest. You don't show. Okay, he likes watching Prophet T.B. Joshua. You don't watch it. So you must have interest in their interest. That is what every man wants from a woman. Am I communicating? Men want women to initiate sex. Hello? Every day you are lying down. Every day you are lying down. Come and do it and go. No. Sometimes they want you to start. Hello? Is it too heavy for you? They want you to also start. By the time he's coming, your star, some ninja star. They also want you to start, initiate it. Every day you are there that he should come. If you not come, be there. You are a villager. Hello? Men want you to praise them and acknowledge them. Men like praise. Men are like kings. Kings, what they can do, tell them they can do it. So you are the one who has conquered the world. Meanwhile, his village, he can't conquer it. But they want you to praise them and acknowledge them. That's what makes them feel like a man. Am I teaching? Yes. Men want you to encourage them. Encouragement. Sometimes he's telling you something, he just needs encouragement. Telling him that, do you know God will do it? You are trying, God will do it. I believe that someone will meet you halfway. That money will come through. Just encouragement. Men, are we there? Yeah. Mm-hmm. The next one is that men want you to have confidence in them. Have confidence in them. The last one, men to want your respect. Amen? Amen. Every problem you face in life, or any problem that a nation faces, it does not start with a nation. It always starts from a family, the home. So for us to solve the problems in a nation, we must trace it down to the home. Because in every home, the topmost person is God. Apart from God is the man. Apart from the man is the woman. So what do you have the sketch? Show us the sketch. I want to show you. Good. That is God. That is male. That is female. That is marriage. Then family. Then community. Then nation. So if there's a problem in the nation, then we must begin to trace it back. From the nation, we enter into the communities, we enter into every family, we enter into every marriage, we enter into the life of every woman, enter into the life of every man, then we go back to God. Then God will begin to discern it. When God will bring a change, he will tell the man will drive his wife, the wife will drive the marriage will be, will drive the family, hello, the community, then nation. Amen. All right. I want to sign off by giving this to the men. There are five types of women that you must not sleep with as a man. There are five types of women that no man here should sleep with. If you love your wife, your life, I beg your pardon, don't sleep with any of these five types of women. The Bible says you will not be innocent. It means that anything that is done against you, it will succeed. Hello? Anything that is done against you, it will succeed because you have slept with one or many of the people under this category. Number one woman you must never sleep with is someone's wife. Never sleep with someone's wife. Proverbs chapter 6, 27. To 29. Never sleep with someone's wife. The Bible, can a man take fire to his bosom and his clothes not be burnt? Can one walk on hot coals and his feet not be seared? So is he who goes into his neighbor's wife. Whoever touches her shall not be innocent. Any witch who is doing internship can kill you. Because you have slept with someone's wife, your protection is gone. Be careful. If you can't control yourself, ask questions. Are you married? Have you been married before? Or you are planning to get married? I'm just telling you. Bible said, you cannot be innocent. In every matter, you are declared guilty by sleeping with someone's wife. Hello? Hi. Hello? Hi. Number two. Don't sleep with your mother. You have no idea. Don't sleep. When you have a dream and your mother wants to come and sleep with you, let me know. I'll just deliver you. See your mother come to sleep with you in your dream. Want to cut off your destiny. Hello? Don't sleep with your mother, no matter how much you love her. Don't sleep with your sister. These are women you must never sleep with. Don't sleep with your sister. There are some brothers, they jump on their sisters. They finish them. Number four. Don't sleep with a widow who is going through her widowhood rites. Don't sleep with a widow who is going through her widowhood rites. You will not be innocent. Praise be to God. The last one. Are you ready for this one? Don't sleep with a woman who is pregnant for another man. Some of you say, that's the one that I like. Don't sleep with a woman who is pregnant for another man. You will never be innocent. We want to pray. Bow down your heads. If you are a man here, your prayer to God is that God should have mercy on you. Any woman you have taken for granted, have abused, that God will have mercy on you. That he'll grant you a clean sheet. And if you're a woman here, you want to pray to God, that God will give you grace to become a helper to your man. If you are not married, don't worry, you'll get married. Because under this atmosphere, God is breaking yokes, curses, and limitations. Bow down your heads in prayer. If you're a woman, tell God to grant you grace to become a helper to your husband. If you're a man over here and you have taken a woman for granted, pray for mercy. In case you have slept with any category of these women, tell God that you did not know. So he should pardon you. I see yours getting broken. Curses are lifted. Limitations are broken in the house. Madoma gadabaya. Imasu kalaba tolobo siyan talabadeze. He kolobo siyan pampana matulibi katayas. Zeyniri antori wa shatari akabande ose. Borika subra katala mamari antawa. Maluma su karaba su kayanda bosi atais. Somebody pray. Pray for mercy. Pray for grace. 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 I see marriage doors getting open right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see business doors getting open right now. Your prayers are receiving answers this moment. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Mandele mosimbrandala mayande bosia. Anything you have done that have shut your heavens, you want to pray that God show me mercy. Let my heavens be open again. Cleanse me with your blood. Grant me another chance. Grant me a fresh start, O Lord. Mandala malande de mosimbranta labaya. Milono lo mosibra kiantaba. Balus kirabaliante ria shatala mayonda. Imamaluma sumbra kianta la baberia sua. Lavavaria kadendele masumbra kiandaya. Imomoka shantala babaria kasinderiandaya. Milanda daria katalia babanderia. Masumbra kianda la baberia sumbranta. Makatolo baboria. Atunimini miyampandere babalwa. Masumbrenta lebelebe. Rebebo shata. Raga sumbrantoya. Apin miyantontono masie. Rokotombre kia subrantai, milimianta la babo shaka kuantai, apondoro mamarua sados, igrege de grema duanteria pa, mantala baberua suantaya, andoria babarua satoria, andoria kaberua sianta, rebabarua soprana la babe. In Talababa, Yatan Talabataya, and Talabataya, and Tantalabataya, and Talabataya, and Tantalabataya, and Talabataya, Masumbra and Talababaya, Rababo Shatalababaya, come boldly to the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy and find grace in time of need. Father, we cry out for your mercy. We cry out for your grace, Lord. Arababa, Rababandala, Mamansua, Ilalabo Shatalababa. Talababandia in Talababera Suataya, Rabapandaloma Mosiantaya, Reba Bandereba Boshada, Ragabatlan Talababo, Reba Babababababababababababosata. We give you praise, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we are grateful. Your word declares that mercy triumphs over judgment. We thank you for your mercy that is active on our life this morning. We pray your word says that we should come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in time of need. We pray in the name of Jesus that you shall have mercy on us. Anything we have done to shut our heavens and shut our open doors, by your mercy, let our heavens be open. Open new doors unto us, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, I speak to every unclean spirit, every agent of darkness.
that has been set loose because of the ignorance of your people. You foul spirit, I take authority against you. You spirit of delay, you spirit of setback, you spirit of disappointment, you foul spirit on assignment against God's people. Break your hold of God's people. Break your mandate of God's people. Break your assignment of God's people. Leave them alone in the name of Jesus. We release marriages. We release business doors. We release traveling doors in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We open the womb of God's people. Let women here be fruitful. Let them be fruitful. Let them be fruitful. In every area of life, may we see fruitfulness. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Why don't you clap your hands?